This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is Greg Hoffer, the CEO of Covyant Software. You know, Covyant Software is an award-winning company, and one of the three awards they won recently from Cyber Defense Awards is a HIPAA-compliant managed file transfer. Speaking of HIPAA, Greg, we have 127 confirmed incidents and HIPAA breaches with 4 million records just in Q1 alone. What is going on? And welcome back to the hot seat.
Hi, Gary. Thank you for having me. Yes, healthcare certainly is in the news a lot recently. And I think what we're all coming to realize over the past number of years is that the information that we share with healthcare providers is incredibly sensitive and has become a very ripe target for the malicious actors out there. And unfortunately, the sad truth is that the protection of that data is kind of lagging behind in these healthcare organizations. So we really need to step up our game at securing these things.
Now, banks take cybersecurity very seriously. What's going on in healthcare? Do they have the budgets? Is it, you know, what's slowing them down, and why are they the soft underbelly for the cyber criminals?
I think that's a great question. We all know the value of our money in banks, and there have been long-standing regulations to protect that because nobody wants to lose all of their money. So there's regulations with penalties involved that provide that economic incentive for banks to do everything in their power to protect it. I think for way too long, the healthcare industry, even though there's HIPAA regulations that were a great start to protect that information, I think it's a little bit aged right now, and there maybe aren't as much teeth in that regulation to provide the economic incentive for healthcare companies to actually protect the data. I mean, a $20 million fine is nothing to a healthcare company making $1 billion in profits. I think also you're absolutely right. These IT staffs at healthcare organizations might not have the proper budget allocated to them, and they're certainly very, very busy. There's a lot to do in a healthcare organization across the operations of patient records, intake, payment processing, insurance claims, Medicare, Medicaid reporting. There's just an awful lot to do. And I think that's where we see the disparity in the protection of that data.
And I've heard on the dark web, you know, PCI records, your credit card info and all that is worth, you know, maybe 10 cents a record, but your healthcare can be 10 times the amount. The PHI record is 10 times more valuable. So healthcare is kind of the new bank, and what's in the bank is not your money. It's all your medical information.
Yeah, that's right. These malicious actors see a ton of value out of the healthcare information because it contains personally identifiable stuff that can be used to forge your identity. And from that, it's almost a multiplier effect, right? If your personally identifiable information is stolen by the bad guys, they can then apply for loans. They can mess with liens on your house. They can get credit cards under your name and use money that potentially you're held accountable for. So I think the identification, the personal identification has become probably the biggest target for these malicious actors.
Yeah, Greg, I've heard in country they'll even change your address and ship very expensive medical equipment, have a fake doctor in a fake office sign off on papers to get you thousands of dollars of medical gear that they then sell on the black market. There's just so many ways the bad guys are stealing this PHI and making money with it. And then it's really, it's a supply chain issue. I mean, these are files, right? These are records, these are files, and they're stored and maybe in a hospital, a healthcare provider, but they move around and they move around to third parties, and there's billing companies. There's so much involved, the complexity of it. Where does secure managed file transfer come in and Diplomat NFT to help MFT to help solve this problem?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And I'm not sure everyone is aware of how much data not only do healthcare organizations intake, but quite often that intake of information, even if they do their best to protect it and they follow all of the security guidelines and they invest the money to protect the data within their corporate walls, the fact of the matter is that data is then used across a very vast information supply chain. The information for payment processing goes to Medicare, Medicaid, some billing provider has to go to the insurance company for claims. A lot of the data goes into some analytics service in the cloud to provide operational efficiencies for the company or data insights. Patient information might go to some data lake for analysis, HR management systems. The data that a healthcare organization deals with spreads across lots and lots of services and systems. And so as a result, there's this potential leakage, not just within the healthcare industry itself, but somewhere in their information supply chain. So I'm happy to see that some proposed legislation changes to HIPAA are coming up soon that include things focused on how do we assess the risk and protect that information supply chain by requiring these healthcare organizations to do more than just close their eyes once they hand the data off to some other link in that chain.
And how do you replace the hodgepodge of scripts for moving files? I mean, they don't take file transfer as seriously as they should, and they've got their own code and their own scripts. How do we replace that and fix that? And where does Diplomat MFT come in that equation?
Yeah, that's exactly the insertion point for a managed file transfer platform such as our Diplomat MFT is when a company, no matter how small or large, decides that, we really need to put emphasis in all the security, both within our corporate boundaries and across the supply chain, they very quickly realize that the scripts they grew up on, they pay an IT staff to build and maintain scripts because initially it's just, hey, we need data sent over to this state government to process claims or reporting to DHS what we found through clinical research or whatever it is. Over time, though, these scripts become this big black hole of maintenance support. The IT staff has a high turnover, so it's hard to maintain, build, et cetera. And it's not audited. There's no alerting. There's questionable security. So managed file transfer is a solution that kind of replaces those scripts with a purpose-built solution that adds easy to use file transfer integrating across a wide variety of protocols, whether it's file-based like SFTP or cloud-based, Google Cloud, Amazon, AWS S3, Azure, data lakes or blobs, et cetera. And layered across all of that is role-based access control. It's granular permissions so that you have least privileges enforcement. Only the right people can perform these file transfers within your organization. It has data encryption, so you encrypt data not only in transit using secure protocols, but you encrypt the data at rest with PGP, for example. And then full auditing of everything that goes on, full alerting so you know when things work or don't work, data archiving and retention. So all the things that you really need to do for to maintain security around that information you're managing is all consolidated into a one easy to use platform like Diplomat MFT.
Well, probably missing from those in the wall of shame at HHS.gov and the 127 organizations breached, and probably their complete supply chain. They really need Diplomat MFT, and they need it today. And I think you said it's no code, it's point and click setup. What's holding these people up? And it's not expensive, is it?
No, I think we're certainly not expensive. We're probably the best value in the MFT market, providing almost all the features you would ever need at the lowest price with the best support in the industry. I think what's holding people back is just that momentum behind this is the way we've always done it. That's one big impediment. Maybe lack of knowledge that there are different or better ways to do this. So if a company steps back and thinks, what are my risks? How do we assess what we're doing and how we can protect that data? I think they'll realize that they can do a little bit of research and find solutions like a managed file transfer platform that can achieve these goals without necessarily breaking the bank.
The breaches will go down, and it's a lot less than paying the fines. It's
Oh,
they
for sure.
healthcare has to get proactive. We really need to see more proactivity and regulatory compliance. It sounds great that HIPAA is going to have some teeth in it. Do you know when those changes come about?
There are some proposed changes to HIPAA that also, by the way, up those fines so that there is more teeth. It kind of brings it in line with the modern economy. When HIPAA was first released, a $1 million fine might have been punitive, but nowadays it's just a rounding error in the accounting, right? So the proposed changes are in flight. They were hoping that they'll come about sometime in the next 12-month time frame. They used to say that it was going to happen in 2025, but as you know, regulation moves slowly. So fingers crossed it'll happen soon.
That sounds great. And I'm curious on with this whole supply chain, is Diplomat licensed for a major organization and their supply chain? How does it get licensed and how does it get deployed?
So a customer of ours acquires a license and installs our software on a machine that they own or manage. This can be in the cloud, on premises, virtual machine, physical machine. We don't really care. And then that allows that organization to automate and secure their file transfers, both within their corporate boundaries and across to their supply chain. If they have regional or satellite offices, then we have a remote agent architecture that allows for easy transfer that way. But when dealing with the supply chain themselves usually have their own mechanism to perform the file transfer, whether they're hosting an SFTP server or they require transfers through S3 buckets or Azure Blobs, things like that. So our system has a wide variety of support for these file exchanges through those mechanisms. But if you are in that supply chain and you want to increase your security, then it makes sense to also look at something like Diplomat. By the way, one of the new features we've released recently is an audit tool. So customers of Diplomat MFT can run a utility that inspects the potential risks of their supply chain so that they can begin that conversation. For example, one of my vendors might be smaller with a small IT shop and they're running some open source SFTP server. And maybe that's an older version or has known vulnerabilities. So our audit tool raised that as a potential alert so our customer can talk with them about increasing their security.
Wow, that's wonderful. So Diplomat MFT is really required in the healthcare space. Isn't it also a need in other areas? I mean, I could think of law firms working on patents and intellectual property and sharing files with other people. There's so many use cases in PCI records. Where else does Diplomat MFT go?
Yes, I think it's easy to focus on healthcare because it is one of the top targets for the bad guys these days. But fundamentally, what we're saying is that whenever you have sensitive information, you need to follow these good security practices. And so that sensitive information might be the credit card numbers or bank account statements, like we mentioned for banks and credit unions. Those usually fall under PCI DSS standard. Isn't really a regulatory compliance. It's not enforced by the government, but it's enforced by the payment card industry. So if you don't adhere to those standards, you can't use those systems, which means you can't take payments from customers. So it provides good teeth for those companies to keep things secure. We also see other regulations across the globe and across industries, such as GDPR in Europe to protect information privacy. We see other banking regulations like Basel II, Basel III. Here in the States, we have GLBA, the Gramm-Leach-Bailey Act. We have Sarbanes-Oxley Act. So it really does cover whatever sensitive information that you are working with needs to be secured. And there's usually a regulation around that somewhere.
That's great. And is Diplomat sold through channels or direct?
It's both. We have a wide array of partners across the globe that are certified and trained in helping customers understand the value and deploy the solutions. But the vast majority of what we do is direct. But we sell directly to anyone who's interested, whether you're here in North America or Europe or Asia Pac or whatever. But there are plenty of avenues where you can acquire Diplomat MFT. And if you need the comfort of someone in your own time zone, then we have a partner there for
And Greg, sometimes an organization is 5 employees, but they've got hundreds of thousands of records. And then there's organizations with, thousands of employees with millions of records. What's the sweet spot for Diplomat MFT? How scalable is it on the downside, small organizations, and on the upside, large organizations?
Yeah, again, we provide tremendous value in this marketplace. So we have offerings all from a basic edition that can handle those smaller shops at a very reasonable price point, all the way up to large enterprise organizations that have multiple instances of our server to handle these vast loads of tens of thousands of transactions flowing every single day, with literally thousands of exchange partners that they transfer files to and from on a daily basis. So really what we like to say, it's not really, we position our software so that regardless of your size, we have the right budget, a solution for you. But it's really the size of the problem that matters, not the size of the shop. So even if you're a small 10-person shop, if and only dealing with 10,000 records, if all of those 10,000 records are sensitive healthcare information, then you fall under that same compliance mandate that those large healthcare organizations do. And you are at risk for those very large penalties as well. So you really need to consider a managed file transfer solution and not worry so much about how big am I or can I afford it. I promise you, you can afford it, especially when you consider the risks of fines.
Absolutely. Greg, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners? I know we're going to save, you guys are mature. This is version 9.4, I believe. So we'll save more
Yes, sir.
detail about the latest version, but you guys have been doing this for a long time. Anything else you want to share with our viewers and listeners?
No, I appreciate the conversation. I just want to emphasize that we are the best value managed file transfer solution, and we keep a finger on the pulse of the industry. And that's, again, another value we provide to organizations. Your IT shop might not be up to date on all the regulations and the proposed regulations, but that's our job. We focus on this and try to stay in front of these regulations changes and the threats emerging in the security landscape. And so we do our dead level best to keep your information secure in all modern times.
Absolutely. You heard it first here from Greg Hoffer, the CEO of Covyant Software, found online at covyantsoftware.com. Folks, get one step ahead of the latest threat. Get secure managed file transfer from his company. It's one of the most mature, best solutions in the market. Easy to deploy, point and click, and you'll get one step ahead of the bad guys who do want your files because files means money to the criminals.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.